of Caminando. In terms of blues logic, this statement would contrast, rather not contrast at all, I should say. Anyway, Caminando is of course also ultimately not only a form, the most direct form of ontology, finding out by walking through the place which is supposed to be your own or is not supposed to be your own, but also Caminando is the the ontological relativity of the of Caminando also parodies itself, because you never know whether the what are questions and what are answers in which where at the time you read it. Also, Caminando is the ultimate form of performance. You walk the ideas rather than you present the ideas in any kind of altered fashion. Three, and last, the sun in its sauce. Practitioners, I could almost say believers of the sun, like those of the blues, give it a legendary origin. The legend of a mid-Atlantic source fits the nature of a song of exile. On paper, however, the story unfolds rather differently for each of these forms. On the one hand, the blues is only known to have been documented, maybe only in the sense of written down musically or literarily, as late as the turn of the century, as I said before. Cubans, on the other hand, claim their own ontological son was given a literary form as early as the 16th century. This literary formulation, however, is most firmly based on historical records that some put in doubt. The only part of that that is not in doubt is that Matiodora, a black woman from Saint-Domingue, referring in French because it was the French-controlled part of Hispaniola, who immigrated to Cuba and became the earliest known black performer to have been sponsored by a Western government to entertain the masses. Well, however, the authenticity of a fragment of a son of hers and on about her, known as the son of Matiodora, remains highly contested, some claiming that the fragment is an apocryphal 19th century Cuban reconstruction, partly based on fact and partly on legend. And then who is counting? But anyway, if this accusation were true, in fact, the earliest musical or literary record of the son under that name dates then as late as the blues, that is, late 19th century. The issue of the name, however, remains crucial for such an assertion. In other words, is the son because it becomes associated with the name son, just as in the case of bachata, or is the son independently of its name? Between the alleged 16th century date of the son of the Matiodora and the late 19th century, there is literary and musical documentation to indicate multiple instances of the son, although the name precedes the specificity of the form as it is known today. I'm referring to the son as generic responsorial compositions to be sung and danced and that are associated in Cuba with Franco-African sources nurtured in the easternmost province of Cuba, particularly since the mass immigration of exiles resulting from the Haitian Revolution in the late 18th century, beginning of the 19th. Whether we accept the earlier or the latter date as verifiable forms of record, or through their verifiable forms of record, the son continues to be the song of ontological exile, because of course not only is it come from Africa to Saint-Domingue or to Haiti, depending on whether you accept the earlier or the latter date, but also from Saint-Domingue to Cuba, Santiago, from Santiago to Havana, from Havana to the world. Okay, the French mediation is not only musically and historically, but also linguistically felt. The French imposed to, as well as appropriated by Africans in Saint-Domingue, offer a parallel homonymal coincidence to that of the Spanish son as a form of to be and as a musical form. In French, the word son, meaning sound, also is also part of the phrases ils ont and ils sont, they are or they have, is exactly the same situation. So that corroborates in some linguistically my assertion, which is not, I'm not the first one to do, between the connection between the Sun and Franco-African sources. From this, it's not at all difficult to think of the presumed ungrammatical form, Afro-Franco-Spanish form, I would say, el son, as a quote deformation of il son or il son. Recorded history, even legendary or apocryphal, added on to parallel homonymous and etymological studies that reinforce the syncretic journey of el son. The remaining issue is when this happened, and of course that I don't intend to resolve. El son is consistent in his lyrical comment on the issue of exile, as much as the blues is of its own history. Mateodora's legendary composition speaks of a space that is both a wild in which she hides and performs her song and dance, as well as of the sun itself. In other words, she lives both in the wild of nature and the wild, the unknown aspect of her song. In other words, whether you regard her to be in contact directly with the nature or to be in contact with her nature through the form of the song is immaterial. Regardless of that, she's still a singing of exile. Finally, there is a mythological connection between El Son and the most famous concept of Cuban Afropoetics, which is El Monte, the space for exiled voices, which of course I have alluded to already by mentioning the wild, which is exactly what El Monte means. Cuba, the birthplace of the sun, received the greater impact of Congo and Dogon mythologies through Saint-Domingue, in fact. So the Bantu, specifically Congo, in the case of Cuba, mythology contributed to Cuba the belief in El Monte, which I have just mentioned, as a space of cultural and geographical exile, which ordinarily is known in Bantu culture as Montu. It's not very difficult to imagine, particularly because in Afro-Hispanic culture, all kinds of variations exist between Montu and Monte. There's Mundu, there's Monde, and there is Monte. So, I will then pass quickly to the second, I think, important mythological, not to mention etymological connection, which comes from the Dogon. We Cubans have borrowed from the Dogon the concept of son, and as far as I know, Dogon culture did not actually flourish in Cuba, and in fact, it did not quite flourish in Haiti, but it's known and it is related by linguistic family, the Niger-Congo system of languages. The most important notion for the Dogon culture is actually a notion of so, which to us Cubans sounds incredibly close to the way we pronounce son. The Dogon so is the term for both sound without a form and word, in other words, sound already with a form, and is, by the way, studied in very detailed form by Geneviève Calame-Griolle as a reference. Although it would not be possible to carry out this afternoon, obviously, a detailed study of the intricate details of the coincidences between son and so, principles of ontologies, Cuban and Dogon respectively, let me advance at least two key comparisons and I will quit. For the traditional Dogon, the utterance of sound inside of oneself or the formation of words outside of oneself are simply two stages of naming, and I think we would agree with that. However, they build the whole culture based on that, and they would make no distinction between, let's say, animals or human beings or objects, just as long as you find their son, their voice or their word. This, by the way, and I'm advancing here, and I have, I think, sufficient material to prove the point, is very likely also the source for the word and the concept of soul in English. Not only is the etymology close enough, but if you compare the two notions, you will find out that soul is, of course, also a form of sound that is inside of you, your inner sound, as well as the formation of that sound beyond you in whatever form of performance you want to give it. In conclusion, according to the premises that I have proposed, the notion of soul and blues, song and so, present variations of a pendular view of ontology that enriches the cultures of the Americas, hopefully enriches all of us in some way. Perhaps no culture other than those of the Americas express itself so consistently through languages that are not its own and define selfhood according to pendular differences within such alienating languages. Although my aim was to relate traditional African thought to theoretical relativity and to perspectivism that link cultural forces that were not thought to be linked before, I do not pretend that these ideas have been gathered from one source rather than from another by the performers of blues or of song, but likely for according to a combination of all of the above, depending of where they lived, who they talked to, etc. However, when we listen to the blues or to a song, or read or listen to the work of Langston Hughes or Nicolas Guillen, at least we should give equal opportunity to alien cultural sources carried in the deepest grooves of Western rhetoric as much as in the soul or sauce of the Neo-African Muntu. Thank you.
And Puerto Rico, which is an Afro-Hispanic island, have been addressed in this conference. And one of my biggest concerns is the role in which music has been consistently looked at a form of resistance, not only from the code of Spanish itself, but from the code of English as the process of Americanization of this island since 1920s, and the resistance of, for instance, Rafael Cortijo and all of these Ismael Rivera and all these people, as using music and using all this rhetoric of relativity and rhetoric of otherness as a way to oppose not only Spanish, regular like, Hispanophil? Spanish, the grammar one.
Yes.
And English as well. So
yes, by no means did I intend, hopefully that this can be applied also to the French Caribbean in general and to the Anglo-Caribbean. The issue of being ungrammatical as more than just musical, but being ungrammatical within a musical form is, I think, crucial here. In other words, it's easier to be ungrammatical and be accepted as an ungrammatical speaker when you're singing or than when you are, teaching school. So I think that music is just but a way, also in the case of Puerto Rico, to deal with issues of bilingualism or desire not to be bilingual in the right side of the tracks. English has become, wonderfully creolized. And this is particularly true in the music, or let's put it this way, we accept it more when it comes in a musical package. So I hope that begins to answer your question. I don't know. Thanks.